fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 26th day of September, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is highly unlikely to happen in the Chicago City Council. Maybe it does. I don't know what they do up there. But with the policies they've been implementing, I'd be shocked if they do the Pledge of Allegiance, which we do every morning. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we're going to take some time to expand on this. I want to encourage everybody to learn how to use a map and compass, a topographical map and a compass, to do cross-country navigation. So we'll have open lines this first half hour. Tom Berry, he'll be with us bottom of the hour. At the top of hour two, we'll have Steve Hunt with us, and they'll go back to open lines after that. If you do learn to use a map and compass, you'll be in a very elite group, shall we say, of American adults. I think it's a fair statement that maybe 3% or less of American adults can use a map and compass, most likely substantially less than 3% of the adults in this country can use a map and topographical map and a compass to do cross-country navigation. First of all, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to learn that skill? Well, if you're interested in preparedness, you may find no alternative but to go cross-country from point A to point B. Why would you need to do that? Well, the roads would be too dangerous. That would be a good reason. If you live someplace other than your secure bug-out location, you may have a route planned out on a road, maybe an alternative road route, which would be a good idea. That would be plan A and plan B. Plan C would be cross-country navigation. Depending on the terrain and the location, it can be somewhat easy or extremely difficult, or somewhere in between. Without a map and compass, however, the odds of you achieving your goal are reduced to, well, almost nothing, quite frankly. There's a hobby, a sport, if you will. Typically, they take place in college campuses, would be the main places in cities, urban suburban areas. The sport is called orienteering. Orienteering. Men and women set up courses, and then it's a competition where they have to navigate, beginning at a starting point, going to 3 or 4 or 8 or 10 different checkpoints, using a map and a compass to get to those various checkpoints and move on to the next one. The person who gets all the checkpoints and does it in the fastest time will be the person who wins that contest. It's fun. It's challenging. And you'll meet some interesting people, possibly interested in preparedness, maybe, maybe not. They might just be interested in orienteering and want to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's a possibility. Anything's possible. There's dozens of books available to help somebody learn navigation with a map and compass, available at Amazon.com, of course, and your local bookseller. On Amazon, there are excellent, I was just looking, very good quality compasses available for, well, here's one I'm looking at, $12 shipping included if you're a Prime member, a very good quality compass. Now, when I go out into the field, I carry two compasses, and they're both tied to me with braided line. If you drop something small like a compass in the woods at night, good luck finding it, especially if your tactical situation prevents the use of a flashlight. So important small things like that, I tie them to my either my uniform or my field gear, my tactical vest, whatever it might be. But I always have two compasses in case one gets broken or one gets lost. That's how important it is. So the first step, of course, is to get yourself two good quality compasses. And if you can't attend a class, at REI, for example, the sporting goods store, nationwide sporting goods store, they offer all kinds of classes, wilderness classes, that I'm pretty sure includes map and compass reading. You can self-teach yourself using books. Almost without a doubt, there's going to be YouTube videos. I have not looked, but my buddy calls it YouTube University. I don't know what the quality of the education would be on these videos. From what I've seen on YouTube, it could vary from pretty miserable to excellent. That's what you're going to get on YouTube. You're going to need topographical maps. You get them from the United States Geological Survey. You get them online. I've noticed that they've upgraded the quality of these ink on paper maps from what they used to be years ago. The paper is a better quality. The ink, the printing seems to be a higher quality, is my impression. So what maps are you going to need? Well, you're going to need possibly a map or two for training purposes, where there's a public park, national forest, state forest, that kind of situation. So you want a map for that purpose. Everybody in your team should have a map, by the way. And then if you are anticipating the possibility of needing to get from where you live to another location, your uncle's farm, your grandmother's place, whatever it is, you need maps that cover that area. It may be 1, 2, 3, maybe 8 or 10. It depends on your situation, obviously. And make sure you have all those maps in inventory. Now, there's a publishing house called DeLorme. I believe it's Delta, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Romeo, Mike Echo. I don't have that in front of me. I should look that up here real quick. They offer bound books with topographical maps of pretty much the entire country. And you can really, those are helpful to have those maps and keep, you know, have as many as you need to get from point A. Here we go. Yeah, I did spell it right. It's DeLorme, Delta, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Romeo, Mike, Echo. When these first came out, I thought, man, this is great. Somebody's finally doing something that needs to be done. They started out with two or three states, and they worked their way up to, I'm pretty sure, all 50 states are now covered by the DeLorme publications. They're not quite as good as the topographical maps from the United States Geological Survey, but that's as close as you're going to get for a bound volume. They do show pretty much all the unpaved roads and the trails, and of course the rivers and streams. I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe they show the utility right-of-ways, power line and gas line and so forth, utility right-of-ways. Those are generally a pretty straight shot. Of course, they cross private property frequently, and that can be an issue, especially during a crisis. Some farmer or rancher is not going to take kindly to strangers walking across their field where their cattle are, and you might become a target for that farmer or that rancher, thinking that you are a criminal and you want to cause harm. So that certainly could be an issue there. But you need the maps. And you need to learn how to read the maps. Now, at the bottom of all these topographical maps, there will be what's called the legend. That's what it's called, the legend. There's lots of details there. It gives you the scale of the map. It gives you, there'll be a way to measure in miles point from point A to point B with a scale at the bottom of the map. The legend may also include what the various symbols mean that are on the map. The symbols for churches and cemeteries and houses and airports and things of that nature that would be important to know. I've taught quite a few map and compass classes the last 25 years. Groups of men, groups of women. I have found that the 98% of the women don't get it. 98% of the men do get it. When I say get it, understand and comprehend how to use a map and compass. There's something about the female brain, and it's simply a fact for any instructor who's done what I've done knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's something about the female brain that has issues in learning this skill. Not that they can't do it, but ladies, I know, I understand it's difficult, and I understand it's going to take a lot more work for you to do it than for men to do it, and that's just a fact of life. And so accept that, and if you do want to learn this skill, just accept the challenge as just that, being a challenge. Cross-country navigation at night. Now, that certainly makes the whole situation dramatically different, dramatically more challenging. There's no substitute for experience. For example, something we found out in Special Forces, we had a night navigation problem we were doing, and a couple of us, we decided we'd be G.I. Joe commandos and get flashlights that had a red lens on it and be G.I. Joe navigating cross-country at night. Well, I'm laughing for the following reason. We put that red lens on that flashlight. Here's what happens. All the red lines, red markers, red anything on the map disappear. It's like they were never there. It's almost like magic. So that was a massive mistake. Now, here's what you do. You keep the white lens on your flashlight when you need to stop and refer to the map. You get down on your hands and knees. You get covered up with a poncho. Maybe if there's two people doing it, you get covered up with a poncho so that the light can't escape. And you look at the map with that white light and using your compass, of course, to help you on your way. Something we use in Special Forces is called a pace counter. This is something that you can fabricate yourself. You can buy them for $8 or $10 online, I'm sure. I haven't looked recently. A pace counter. It's a series of buttons or beads on a string. Could be parachute cord attached to the lapel of your jacket or the your tactical vest. And we would assign two men to be pace counters, sometimes three, to get more accuracy that way. Everybody needs to be trained to do the following, know what their pace is. So what you do. You mark off 100 yards, 300 feet, and you count your normal amount of paces, not some kind of extended stride or a short stride, but a normal pace that you use normally walking. And you count that walking to and from 300 feet, I would say five times, and write down that number of paces each of those five times, and then divide it by five, and take, add them up and divide them by five to get your average number of paces for 100 yards. With your pace counter, when you're walking through the bush, every 100 yards, whatever your pace count is, you pull on one of the top beads, and that's your first 100 yards. It's your first 100 yards. You walk the next 100 yards, you pull down the second one, and you have 10 on the top. So once you've pulled down number 10, you pull down one of the bottom beads, signifying that you've traveled 1,000 yards. And you start over with those top beads. 100 yards, pull down a bead. 200 yards, pull down another bead. No, it's not terribly accurate. It's not the kind of accuracy that you get with GPS. Of course it's not. And that's why if you can, you have more than one pace counter and you take the average of the pace counters to get a somewhat accurate, somewhat in parentheses, accurate idea for how far you've traveled. It's not perfect, but it works, it's something worthwhile doing. It does have enough value to make it worthwhile. But navigating at night is cross-country navigating at night is dangerous. Obviously, in a tactical situation, you can't have any illumination because of the threat of being seen by your enemies. In a dense forest at night, if there's cloud cover and no moon, it is really, really dark, almost like being in a cave. And quite frankly, I would not do that unless it was something of the greatest urgency, where I had no choice. You'd be moving. Typically, you'd have a weapon and a backpack on with whatever poundage is in that backpack. Maybe several people with you. And we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
On Thursday, the 26th of September, we're going on a cruise. The deadline for getting reserving your cabin is the 1st of November, just about a month away. It's going to be fun. It'll be educational. If you choose it to be, it will be romantic. Valentine's Day is right in the middle of it. We'll be at sea on Valentine's Day. We'll get together for dinner every evening. We'll get together, have discussions during the day. And plenty of spare time for you and your significant other to visit 20 restaurants. This is a luxury resort on the water. That's what these cruise ships are. This particular ship is as big as they get. There's some new ones that have not yet finished being built, but as we speak, these are the biggest cruise ships that there are with the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. So you can get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you want to make a reservation or get our cruise director to mail you a nice full-color brochure, you don't have internet connection, give Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, a telephone call. Here's her telephone. I'll say it twice, slowly, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. I was on a training operation with Special Forces, and I was one of the pace counters. It was a good day, a good exercise. We did the training exercise at a private paintball training facility. and here in Missouri, and had the whole A team. So we had two or three pace counters, our point man, our guy walking drag, of course, and the rest of the men on the team with their assignments to scan left or scan right. That's how we had our movement through the woods. Learning these skills is not going to cost you hardly any money. Get a couple of compasses for $30 or less for two compasses. Your topographical maps aren't going to be a great expense. Get yourself a book. You're looking at $15 or $20 there for a good quality book on how to use a map and compass. If you decide to get involved in orienteering, there's probably going to be some small charges to cover the expenses for what goes on there. It's not going to be very much. It's mostly going to take two things: your desire and your time. That's what it'll take to learn how to use a map and compass: your desire and your time. The money is relatively insignificant. So the first step is to get the desire. I need you to understand and comprehend that using a map and compass could possibly be a matter of life and death in a crisis, during a crisis. It may very well be. And failure to have that skill, along with the topographical maps, along with the compasses, may mean your demise. That's how important this is. It's not optional. The military is having such difficulty training young men and women in map and compass reading that they've just about stopped doing it. These young brains don't seem to function very well in that arena for some reason, even the men. There's been some scandals. I get the Army Times and the Marine Corps Times at the American Legion, and there's been some scandals about faking the results on these tests so these young men and women could move forward in their young military careers, faking the results on the map and compass reading tests and courses. That's such a shame, but that's the way it is. You may think, oh, I got GPS. I don't need to learn how to use a map and compass. Well, the government controls those satellites, global positioning satellites. And by the way, if you think you got GPS on your smartphone, you don't. That does not make use of the satellites. It makes use of triangulation between the cell phone towers, which you have to be close enough to cell phone towers for it to work at all. And, of course, the government can shut those down in a heartbeat. My trip to Washington, D.C. a few weeks back, the gentleman I rode with, he had a smartphone. He says, oh, John, you don't need to bring your GPS. I've got GPS on my smartphone. Well, I took him at his word. I had not looked into it, we ended up in the mountains of West Virginia at 2 o'clock in the morning with his smartphone GPS, quote-unquote, not working because there's no cell phones there. So GPS is great. I like to make use of it myself. That does not negate the absolute necessity for this foundational skill that every man and every woman should have in our country, in my opinion. Of course, it's not going to happen. I don't expect it to happen. I don't expect very many of you to take up the challenge. Those that do will have one more skill in their kit. Those that don't, well, that's your loss, not mine, isn't it? Bottom of the hour break coming up here soon. I'm looking forward to the 24 minutes we take every week to talk about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner to help people have the energy they need to help everybody be able to make America great again and meet the challenges ahead of us. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of September. We're patiently waiting for Tom Berryhill to call in. He has not called in yet, as he does pretty much every Thursday, unless he's got some kind of conflict. And these 24 minutes I look forward to every week have helped thousands of people, literally all over the planet. I've been doing this now. This is my ninth year, I believe. I started in 2010, working with Tom to sell the Energy Cleaner to people all over the planet. What a great gift this is to humanity. I just love hearing the stories from people telling me how they got their life back, that the pain is no longer an issue, that they can do the things they love to do, continue their chosen profession, interact with family members, doing fun family activities, doing the activities they love to do. Maybe it's golfing or fishing or hunting or playing golf or tennis, whatever it may be, that they can do those activities again. All because of the Energy Cleaner. Really. All because of the Energy Cleaner. So what is this thing? What is the Energy Cleaner? If you're a new listener, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. Of course you don't. The Energy Cleaner is an electronic healing device. It puts out an electrostatic healing signal It's about the size of a cigar box. People criticize me, John, when people don't know what a cigar box is anymore. Well, I think most of my listeners do, since they're mostly over age 50. About the size of a cigar box. It's black, heavy-duty industrial plastic. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED light, alternately flashing red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And then there's one place to plug in one wire. Now, that there's a wire that comes with it with an alligator clip on the end, so that could be plugged in there. Or if you get one of the mattress pads I offer for sale, plug that in there. So you need both. You need the mattress pad and the energy cleaner to really get the full effect. Yes, it is possible to make a pad out of aluminum screen wire. If you've never slept on aluminum screen wire, you're in for a real treat. It's not comfortable. And after a few months, it starts breaking apart and scratching in the middle of the night. Mattress pads don't do that, of course. These are high-quality mattress pads that I reconfigure to be compatible with the energy cleaner. This electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, which you have many, many billions of cells in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. Now, if you take pain meds, what pain meds do, they act as a blocking mechanism, blocking that pain signal getting from the site of the pain. It may be arthritis pain, from getting to your brain. Pain medications, even over-the-counter, long-term, are harmful. They're hard on your liver, hard on your kidneys. They're expensive. They're dangerous. You know all that. I don't have to tell you that. My friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster, when he started using Energy Cleaner in 2010, he'd already visited the General John Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, where he was about to become a resident there. He was getting so feeble and disabled that he did not want to be a burden on his family, so he was going to stay there instead of at his home in near Salem, Missouri. So he starts using the energy cleaner. About a week after using it, he said, John, I think I'm feeling results. I'm not sure if it's real. But the second week, he says, yep, it's real. I've already started cutting back on my pain meds. And about that time, he went public with me every Thursday for years, talking about the energy cleaner helping him get his life back. So he went from being a semi-invalid to riding his ponies, using his chainsaw, climbing radio towers, being a very active guy once again, which he thought that would never happen again. That was Tim Spencer's experience. My friend Steve Whitman, we have not met in person, but we've talked dozens of times the past several years. Steve gives credit to Energy Cleaner and myself for saving his life. Now, that's very humbling to have a man give me credit for saving his life, but that's what he's done. He's done that verbally. He's done that publicly. He did it in his book, Winning Life's Lottery, his first of, I think he's up to 8 or 10 books now. I've lost track of how many novels Steve has written. He also gives me credit for helping getting his writing career going. Once I heard his story, I said, Steve, you need to write this down. It needs to be published. And so he wrote down the story of how the energy cleaner saved his life. And it was published at Tim Spencer's website, ruralsurvival.info, which I believe no longer exists. And he went on to write his first book based on that story, Winning Life's Lottery. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. I guarantee it will help. I stand behind my energy cleaners I sell with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Now, arthritis can be a minor nuisance or it can be life-threatening and anything in between. It's a fair statement that a very high percentage of Americans, especially those over age 50, are dealing with some level of arthritis, either minor or major. It's a fair statement that most American adults, I don't know if it's half, but a high percentage of American adults over age 50 have sleep issues. The energy cleaner will help with that also. And of course, I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. If you find one, let me know. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's the confidence I have in the energy cleaner. I'm trying to pass along my confidence, give you all peace of mind that you really can find something that's inexpensive and safe to help you with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, to help you get a great night's sleep with no harmful, dangerous, expensive medications. Now, is that a win-win situation? I believe so. Of course it is a win-win situation. Getting your life back is no small thing. Waking up pain-free in the morning after you slept as well as a small child at night like I do every night, that's no small thing. It's a big deal. It's a major thing. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, when you go there to my website, you'll see where it says products. There's a drop-down menu there. And one, two, three, four, number five down is the energy cleaner. And what do you have there? Well, let's see. You got testimonials. You've got some information on just what the energy cleaner is. The patent application information, how this thing came into being, is fascinating. It really is. And, of course, you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is there at my website. I like PayPal. I know people have issues with it. I understand that. I've not had any major issues with PayPal. I've been using it now about, 10 or 11 years, 12 years. It's worked out fine for me. When I say PayPal is the most secure way to place any order online, that is not a flippant statement. When you use PayPal to make a purchase, you're not giving up your credit card information to some third party. No, you don't. You're going through PayPal, and you're not giving up your credit card information when you use PayPal to make a purchase online. That's a pretty good deal. Of course, you can call my toll-free online 24 hours a day to place your order for an energy cleaner, for the mattress pads. Mattress pads vary in price. And we got twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. And I got a toll-free online to place those orders. Don't try to contact me. That order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I ship these things out. This is my home business. I ship them out priority mail from the little country post office there where I live nearby in Cherryville, Missouri. I ship them out with the energy cleaners with signature confirmation. I want to make sure that you get it and some thief doesn't. It's a lot of value. You're looking at less than $500 for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. How far does that go in allopathic medicine treatment these days? Not very far. Not very far, and they keep wanting more and more. Most people these days, when they get health insurance, they get massive deductibles. I was talking to a friend the other day who has health insurance with a $10,000 deductible. Don't worry about insurance. I've heard that at least one person had a doctor write a prescription for the energy cleaner and a mattress pad, and they were reimbursed by their insurance company. I suppose that is possible. Given the relatively small dollar amount, I wouldn't get too concerned about that. Now, I understand that some of you may need to save up 2 or 3 months to get that dollar amount to purchase an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. But if that's what you need to do, then do it. Whatever it takes. I know when I was a young man and I wanted to buy a firearm, I had to put it in layaway. I couldn't afford to spend all that money. I didn't have the money to spend all at one time on the limited salaries that I had back then, 40 years ago, 45 years ago. So do what you got to do to save up and buy yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Now, if your body is too toxic with heavy metals and other things, the 9 batteries may be too much. You could possibly get what's called Herxheimer effect. That's a flu-like symptoms you get from detoxing too fast. And this happens about, maybe 10% of the time, thereabouts. If that happens, here's what you do. You remove 6 of the 9 batteries, leaving 3 in. Take out 6, set them aside. And that reduces the power of the energy cleaner tremendously. We got a caller on hold here. We got Kenny in Louisiana. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning. Hey, I got a question for you about that. First of all, me and my wife have been wiped out by medical bills. I talked to you the other morning about it. And with her heart condition and strokes and stuff. But I've got a daughter with autism. Have you had any luck with that, with autism?
None that I'm aware of, Kenny. Men and women, are boys and girls in the autistic spectrum, they have lots of issues. I'm not aware of pain being one of them. If the daughter has issues with sleep, it would probably help her sleep. The calming effect and the health effect of getting better sleep, of course, would help her overall health. As far as helping, and there's different levels of autism also, and I don't know where your daughter is in that from top to bottom. But it will help her sleep better, which may have some other effects to help her overall health. And that's about as much as I can tell you there, Kenny.
Yeah, well, I was just listening to you this morning. I was thinking about that. We're saving our money. I talked to my wife about it. We're going to go ahead and purchase one, but we just have to save our money to get it. I think it's about $500 total. But anyway, okay, that was my question, and I really enjoy your show. I enjoy it every morning,
thank you,
and I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
appreciate
have
the call.
A good day, sir.
The call number is 800-313-9443. 70 years ago, well, no, 80 years ago, there was no autism in this country. Didn't exist. It did not exist. Autism in this country did not exist. We're seeing dramatic, scary increases in autism. Now, as most of you know, I've been an investigator since 1973. Intelligence analyst with the U.S. military before that. In many investigations, you look at two things. What's the same and what's different? Now, within the Amish community, there's no autism, except those very few, and it is very few, Amish children that have received vaccinations. So what's the same and what's different? The Amish folks are Caucasians from Northern Europe, mostly German bloodstock. They eat healthy food, and they don't get vaccinations. So if you want to learn about what the true nature of vaccinations, there's a DVD titled Vaxxed. That's Victor Alpha X-ray, X-ray, Echo, Delta. Vaxxed. I say again, Victor Alpha X-ray, X-ray, Echo, Delta. It's a documentary. It's a well-done documentary, given the evidence to support what they say. If you watch that and still decide to get any vaccinations ever again, well, you're hopelessly lost. I know when I lined up to get my overseas shot series, where was I? I was at Fort Holabird, U.S. Military Intelligence School, I believe, to get those. I felt so good and so proud. Boy, I can't get the plague now. They used those little machines that didn't have needles that injected the fluid under pressure. Those are now all against the law. They've all been destroyed by now for the following reason. Every time they injected one soldier, a tiny bit of that soldier's blood was injected into the next soldier, and so on and so forth on down the line. How bad is that? Autism and vaccinations are clearly connected, clearly and obviously connected. Anybody who looks into it with an open mind and reviews the research, reviews the evidence, they will come to the same conclusion. And that documentary, Vaxxed, will certainly help you reach that conclusion. Here's our last breakfast hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of September. Most people that I know, and most people that you know, really enjoy helping others. It's very gratifying to do that. Healthcare professionals, of course, that's their passion, is helping people with their health. But everybody is pretty much helping somebody else. The tow truck driver is helping people in distress on the side of the road. The police officer is helping people with the dangerous and serious situations that they have to deal with. Firemen are helping people be rescued from fires in automobile accidents. The paramedics show up at accidents to help people in their homes and at accidents. It's very, and that's why these people gravitate towards these careers. In my career as an investigator, I was helping people in many different ways, defending innocent men that were charged with murder, for example. Pretty important stuff. Energy Cleaner falls into this category. I'm helping people get their lives back. Now, if you're an athlete, you're going to be dealing with pain. That's just part of being an athlete, like my grandson who's got a college scholarship playing football. If you're just an everyday Jane or Joe living your life, you're probably going to have pain issues from the work you're doing, from the fun things you do. Maybe it's just residual pain from an accident you had years ago. Almost everybody has pain issues they deal with. The Energy Cleaner will help. Are you not sleeping well at night? Well, join the crowd. That's a major issue for most Americans most of the time. The Energy Cleaner will help. And keep in mind the following. I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. I do that myself. It does not involve the manufacturer, and I stand behind this. If I didn't honor this guarantee, I would not be on Republic Broadcasting in New York Minute. I'd be gone. But I do honor this 90-day money-back guarantee. If that doesn't give you peace of mind, that's about as much as I can do. I'm sorry. All the details are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, as I said earlier, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Want to send me a check? Send me a check. Your Energy Cleaner goes out the next day. My toll-free order line is 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. This is professional order takers, very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, not in the Philippines. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Top of the hour break coming up here shortly as Steve Hunt's supposed to be with us and give us some updates on the economy, what's going on with the economy, what will be going on with the economy, and why you need to educate yourself on how and why to invest in silver and gold, which Americans don't do as much as it's done in other countries, but that's just the nature of Americans, isn't it? Tomorrow we'll have Tom Berryhill first hour, assuming he's available for emergency survival communications, first hour. The second hour we'll have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert, and we'll be talking into a deep discussion on health-related matters. We're finishing up the week. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.